I'm Harry, digital marketer by day, crypto enthusiast by night.
And I'm Mel, a new kid on the blockchain.
Join our convos breaking down the basics of digital assets so that you can understand the world of cryptocurrency.
Strap in for a wild ride into the cryptoverse. Everybody, we have two very special guests on this Step Into the Cryptoverse podcast with me, Mel Alcaraz, and my co-host, Harry.
Hey guys, exciting episode today.
Yes, we have with us the project leaders, the brains, the brawn behind the very popular or just launched, just minted Bitty Presidente. We have DJ Sonko and Carla Lizarda. Woohoo! I'm my own motherboard.
Thank you so much for having us, Mel and Harry. Medyo kinilig ako when you said the very popular.
Oo nga eh. Nagulatan ako.
Ay, kasi nag-viral siya last week. Well, amongst crypto Twitter and crypto IG and crypto Facebook group. But let's get a background for your background in crypto and I guess NFTs also. So let's start with DJ.
Oh, okay. Sige. So, well, in NFTs, siguro I think I started around January last year. I had no like the smallest clue what like crypto and NFT was, and then I got onboarded with NBA Top Shot, like most
guys
out there. Yeah. So I got onboarded with NBA Top Shot, and it was like knee deep into NBA Top Shot for like the first 6 months. I had no. People were shilling me Bored Ape, Cool Cats, and I was like, no, like I'm all NBA Top Shot, and yeah, I understand how dumb that was of me, but ganun talaga. So that was my start. I only really ventured out of that specific blockchain, the Flow blockchain, around July of last year, and then yun siya. So that's when I started to open my OpenSea account and dun ko nakita na parang wow, sobrang laki pala ng world outside NBA Top Shot, like the whole, literally the OpenSea is huge. So yun siya. And then since then I've been like in like every day nonstop Discord, Twitter, OpenSea. That's been my life for like the past 6-7 months.
And then Carla, who is also a podcaster in her own right, she has two podcasts right now, which is very popular, Between Us Queens. Well, it's so rare sometimes, not sometimes, but often, to find a woman in the crypto space. Let's face it, crypto is very bro-y.
Yep.
It's very frat boy language. Carla, how, why, when, what, where, who?
For me, I think it kind of started with Axie Infinity. So I was curious. I bought my own team and I was my own scholar also. So I was playing that for a couple of months. And then I started seeing, because I'm a sportscaster also. So I started seeing some of the PBA players tweeting about NFTs. So I started reaching out to the ones that I knew, and like specifically Jared Dillinger. He was kind enough to give me an NFT 101. So at that point, I was kind of familiar, like I could understand it na because of what I went through buying my Axie team. And then I also guested on Deidre's podcast, and then dun ko na bring up na parang, hey, I'm kind of looking at PFP NFTs, trying to look at OpenSea to see which I should buy first. And then Deidre was also kind enough to answer all of my questions. I would ask 100 questions a day, trying to figure out ano ba dapat bibilin, ano ba dapat titingnan. So that was kind of how I entered the NFT space.
Something we've always been talking about in our podcast is, you know, the future of NFTs and use cases other than collecting or speculating. Kasi yan yung right now. So we're very curious what inspired you guys to start using NFTs for fundraising. That's a very interesting use case for NFTs, no?
The charitable aspect of NFTs has always been a big draw for me. Actually, yung first ever NFT ko, binili ko siya because it was a charity NFT. And I thought na, okay, this is going to a good cause. So no matter what happens, kung mag-succeed or mag-fail yung project, I won't regret it. So ever since then, parang it was always a criteria for me with the projects that I enter into. Not just about the monetary value. Of course, we're all in it for the money also. But I also wanted to have bigger causes with the projects that I invest in. So I guess that was always at the back of my mind when I was navigating the NFT space. So when DJ and I were talking and we knew that we both fully support VP Lenny's run for the presidency, then naisip namin, maybe this is the perfect avenue to be able to help out.
Similar to what Carla was saying, kasi it's very popular naman with NFT projects, diba? When they release their roadmap or like about us, yung mga ganun nila. There's always that 10% goes to X charity or 50% will be donated to whatever. So it's been like a part of the NFT. Siguro yung mga projects ayaw nilang ipakita na, oh hindi, kinukuha lang namin talaga yung pera mo. Like it's something for good also. So that's been a very interesting aspect, I guess, of NFTs. Kasi alam naman natin how fast like to sell out yung ibang projects and how much money is being like, you know, thrown around dito sa NFT space. So that was always like similar to what Carla was saying. That was also very like interesting for me. I've always been a fan and I've always supported anything that I like sa capacity ko, like with anything I do. I always try to do and support, you know, charities and, you know, just try to be like a better citizen dito sa even just sa bansa natin. So I try to do that on my own even before the NFT space, kahit mga maliliit na bagay. So seeing that dito happening within, you know, the metaverse, within crypto, was like, for me, that was very interesting. And then just seeing how we could apply that to something like a political fundraiser like this, parang it was a no-brainer concept wise but like when we like really got into it, naisip namin, ang hirap pala nito.
Before 2021 ended, ang daming articles na lumabas in America saying that NFT, one of the real world applications, would be political fundraising. This is going to be the next level of political campaigning. But then it was nakakaaliw to see it applied in the Philippines before seeing it in actuality in the US. How did you guys formulate the number of drops or copies? How did you price it? What was the thinking here?
Kasi parang for me, like the whole idea, I think, started, I just can't remember the exact date, but when VP Lenny announced her a candidacy for president, I think that was October 5 or something. But that day when she, and I, it was so vivid to me. Like I was on my dining table on my laptop, and then I was watching her speech, diba? And then right after, I tweeted out something like, "It would be so interesting if we had like an NFT for Lenny." Kasi this was like the time that I was so like, yun nga, sobrang into NFTs na ako. So I just tweeted it out, and then the idea never left. And then a few weeks after, I meet Carla, and I had to ask her like, "Are you kakampink?" And then she said, "Yes, of course." Kasi ang hirap eh, di ba? We don't know eh. So yeah, parang I was like, "Carla, are you kakampink also?" She said, "Yes." Sabi ko, "Okay, I need you. Like, can you help me build this?"
Paano kung hindi nag-yes si Carla?
Yun nga eh. So I'm glad she
salamat
said yes.
Na lang. No, it's so funny because that's also how the team grew. That's also how I approached our developer. So we were thinking, okay, sino yung kilala natin? I'll message him, "Hey, parang game ko ba to do a politically inclined NFT project?" Tapos yes. Tapos ako parang, "So who are you voting for?" I mean, we understand naman, di ba, kung hindi. Pero swerte lang na things fell into place and we found a great team.
Mahirap na eh, di ba? That's true. It was hard kasi nga, like yun, alam naman natin in the country, di ba, how polarizing like politics is. Kahit within families, di ba, parang nag-aaway-aaway yung mga tao. So it was definitely hard. I think that was one of the things that we made clear to ourselves and even to the team or even to our main initial community. Sabi namin na parang, "Guys, we understand that this is gonna be extremely niche. Like, our project is like, alam na nga natin, NFTs are not big in the Philippines. And then, alam pa natin na within that circle, sure, hiwa-hiwalay yan. Like, I have NFT friends na, yun nga, iba-iba yung political, ano nila, stand nila right now. So parang, alam namin na parang, okay, like, this is going to be, like, we're probably gonna be talking to, like, what, 20, 30, 40 people. And that's fine. Kasi yung goal naman talaga is to be able to, number one, raise funds, and number two, raise awareness within this, you know, super specific circle. So that's when we came up with yung mga numbers. Originally, it was just going to be the PFP we have, like the pink background with a base. Yun yung ano niya, yun yung suot niya nung speech. Kaya nga, that's where it all started. Yung blue shirt niya with a pin. That's the whole concept. So nung napagawa namin yung 8-bit art na yun, parang sabi namin, okay, let's just do this. And then I don't know, let's just create a couple thousand, tapos pare-pareho lang, people can just buy multiple editions. But yun nga, the team got so excited when we were brainstorming with our design team, our web team, and our community team, and they were like, no, like let's go for generative art, kaya natin to, ganyan. And I remember I was telling Carla, kaya ba natin to talaga? Kasi parang nakakatakot, like the word generative sounds so intimidating, and you know, creating thousands of unique NFTs or PFPs is gonna be so intense. But they were all like, no, let's do it. Sayang naman, if we're gonna do it, let's just do it anyway. So the compromise was like, yeah, let's just create 2022 so we can push the concept more of the elections. Kaya sabi namin, sige, let's keep it small, 2022. It doesn't have to sell out. As long as we can sell a few, okay na tayo. Kaya parang right now, we are, I think, a little under 500. So kami talaga parang, wow, like, so happy with wherever we are right now.
Yeah, if my math is correct, yung a little over 500 minted, you've raised almost a million in just a few days, tama ba?
Yes, that's true. And
wow.
Actually,
is it?
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, let me compute.
Oh, my. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it's almost a million pesos in a few days.
A little over half a million pesos.
A little over half a million. Right, that's, right. I think, yeah.
Because if we sell out...
That's still crazy for a few days, no?
Yeah, most definitely. That's why it's such an interesting way to also raise funds. And we've exceeded our initial goals. We're so happy now we've been seeing that kind of support. Pero it was also important for us, for the project to be accessible. Kasi diba normally yung mga projects, para mag-invest ka, it's gonna be 20,000 pataas at least. So when we were pricing it, we realized na kahit na 0.01 ETH, initially ETH kasi dapat eh, but then ang mahal mag-upload ng ETH project, we would spend around 150,000 to 200,000. Sabi namin, sayang, that could go to the campaign already and could be donated. So we moved to Polygon. So 16 Matic yung price, which is just around, since mababa crypto ngayon, mga 1,300 to 2,000 yung range niya. So that's another thing we wanted to focus on. Na kahit na that person is not in the NFT space, then maybe pwede siyang magpaturo and it will be cost friendly, but we still raise a good amount for what we're trying to achieve.
Harry, I remember when we were sharing this in our own private chat group na parang, oh, bakit kaya Polygon nga yung the way to go for them? But I think there are a lot of questions no, about like, how do we do this? Hindi kami sanay, blah, blah, blah. What are the clear steps for a person to purchase a Bitty?
Okay. Well, if you are familiar with if you already collect NFTs, it's rather straightforward. So I medyo na practice ko na to kasi I've already talked to like I think 3 or 4 people just this week na walang idea, from my parents to random titos and titas who asking that they want to support. So you can imagine how challenging the conversations have been. Ginamit ko
lagyan
na yata
mo na lang sa Viber, okay?
Ginamit ko na yata lahat ng analogy na kaya kong gamitin. But it's super straightforward. So obviously number one, and this is just for any NFT, diba? So number one, you need a Binance account, or not necessarily Binance. You need an account sa isang exchange. I think the most popular sa atin dito sa Philippines is Binance, just because of like the whole bank or P2P integration. So you have an exchange. Ito yung parang pinaka quote unquote banko mo. This is where you can put in money. This is where you can withdraw money. And this is where you can basically buy any cryptocurrency or any coin out there.
Using what e-wallet, kumbaga?
Well, ako in Binance, I have my Union Bank connected to it, but I think you can do GCash if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. And,
yes, there you go.
You can do BDO also.
BDO.
Talaga, yeah, so, na-flag kaya BDO purchases ko pag dyan.
Yun lang.
Well, to a certain extent. For me, parang until 20,000 kaya.
Yeah.
Tapos marireceive ko na lang yung text ng BDO. We have a suspicious transaction na ganyan-ganyan.
AMLA agad.
So yun siya. Limited amount.
I mean, so that's the whole, ano, so you have that, you have your exchange account, which is yun nga, for us, it's Binance. And then from there, pwede ka na bumili ng any coin. So in usually you buy Ethereum, di ba? But for us, for Bitty Presidente, so you just have to buy 16 Matic or a little over. Siguro mga 16.5 if you wanna, ano, kasi kailangan mo yung transaction
20
fees.
Mo na, buuin mo na yung amount. Huwag na yung butal-butal.
Pwede. So, you have to buy that through whatever money you have sa Binance mo. If you have pesos, you can change that to a stable coin like USDT and then swap that. So, it's a little complicated. But basically, kailangan mo siya sa Binance mo. Doon ka na makakagalaw. So, once you have that, once you have the Matic in your Binance account, you transfer it to your MetaMask wallet. Your MetaMask wallet is basically your crypto wallet. This is what you connect to, you what you use to connect to different sites, like some marketplace OpenSea and other marketplaces, to mint other projects sa mga website. You need this MetaMask, and ito yung kailangan mong loadan. So from Binance, you put the Matic to your MetaMask, and then once you have it in your MetaMask, it's as easy as going to our website and clicking connect. There's an area there where you can say mint how many, put in the number of NFTs you want to mint. So if you have only 16 Matic, yun lang budget mo, just put 1, click mint, diretso na siya. Once it give it like a few minutes, it will be the Matic will be taken out from your wallet, which is your MetaMask wallet, and then diretso na siya sa kunwari sa OpenSea account mo. Doon na diretso yung ano, yung Bitty Presidente.
Though to anyone who's listening, and if that feels a little overwhelming and a little bit too much pa rin, you can always reach out to our page. So we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. You can reach out to any team member, me and Dijo. We're very hands-on also with guiding step by step. Kasi like some people, situational lang, they'll end up buying Polygon on ETH. So kailangan mag-bridge. So we'll send you the link on how to do that. And really like hold your hand until you have your Bitty in your wallet. So we're very hands-on on that front also.
That's actually one thing, if I could just add. That's actually one thing that we didn't realize. Like we didn't realize na we will be onboarding a lot of people. Which is like a good thing. Like right now, we're realizing it. It's great. Pero hindi lang kami naging ready for it. Kasi obviously kami, we have our own quote-unquote home bases pagdating sa Discord. So lahat naman yata tayo na involves NFTs. We have our a Discord channel or whatever na we're usually dun tayo nakatambay. But when we opened Bitty, yun nga. And then this when we launched, and then a lot of people were asking on the go na parang, wait, what's happening? Paano to? Na-stuck yata, ganyan-ganyan. So we had to go back. But yun nga, parang we're there on the Discord, like my Discord is open like all day, so I see all the tags and lahat naman yata kami, we try to, sabi nga ni Carla, tinatry talaga namin i-hold hand yung mga tao going through the whole process, kasi it's, we understand how tough or how confusing it can get, so we are trying our best. It's not we understand it's not easy, but hopefully with the right people helping you, it can be manageable.
And then I noticed sa website nyo guys, if ayaw talaga nila, just in case, di ba, worst case scenario, if they find it too complicated, they could actually just donate monetarily, no, via GCash. I think I saw that on your website.
Yes, we do have that account para sa mga tao na ayaw na talaga, like nag-try, ayaw na nila, or meron silang friends or titos or titas na don't want to take the time to learn. We also have that. Pero we want to actively push it maybe after we mint out. Kasi yun nga, like we want to help onboard people as much as possible. But that is an open avenue also to help the project out.
Yeah, we're trying to. It's a little messy kasi back end. Kasi some people have already approached us asking if they can mint via GCash. Which is technically possible naman. Basically send us PHP or pesos via GCash. Tapos bibili kami ng Matic for you, and then bibili kami ng NFT for you. medyo magulo lang siya back end kasi we wanted to make our accounts as clean and as parang seamless as possible kasi we'll be coming out with transparency reports also na parang this is what happened. So if we do those GCash mintings, medyo magulo siya kasi we will be adding to our peso fund and then magsasubtract kami dun sa crypto fund namin. So medyo mas magiging madugo siya. So right now, we're not saying it's a no, but we're saying lang parang wait lang, we will figure it out as much as we can. Tapos usually naman sa experience namin, some people na parang gusto lang talaga tumulong, yun, magdo-donate na lang sila via GCash. And that's like totally, it will help also the team kasi all the funds will also be donated naman.
Yan, speaking of funds, guys, maybe our listeners are wondering where will this money go, itong mga proceeds ng NFT sales natin.
Okay. So we are saying that all the proceeds of BT Presidente will be donated to volunteer groups. So we are not directly related to or affiliated kay VP Lenny. We are a volunteer group and the groups we are helping are also volunteer groups. So walang direct affiliation. Just wanted to make that clear also kasi baka mahatak pa tayo pababa with those things. So we
But they're aware.
They are I'm not sure if the direct team is aware, but we have tried our best to make them aware that we are doing this. Kaya lang syempre they're very busy. So we haven't really gotten in touch with their team directly, but through our own channels napasabi naman namin sa kanila na we are doing this. So parang we have two channels, diba? So our main fund we have, which is the Mint fund, we are getting proceeds will be given to a volunteer group called TLR or Team Lenny Robredo. I believe they're one of the biggest volunteer groups nationwide. They have their own on-ground events, digital events, and all these things to help VP Lenny with her campaign. Again, it's a volunteer group. They are not directly affiliated. Obviously, Ma'am knows them, but they are not directly giving her funds, basically. So all the proceeds minus the costs, we will be coming out with like a transparency report, but we had to pay for example, ito yung suot ko, we had to pay for merch, we had to pay for stickers, smart contract, domain, and all these things. Pero sobrang minimal lang yata. Parang I think we've spent around 30 or 40,000 in terms of parang costs namin. Because again, we are all volunteers, we are not getting paid to do this. Even the team members na in-onboard namin, we made it clear, guys, volunteer to lahat, so you don't feel pressure to do anything.
None of you will get a cut.
None. I wish. We even had to pay for our caps and our NFTs. So talaga, wala kaming tinake home na.
I actually want a cap because I saw Susie, I saw Tin and Ricky with a cap. And I was like, wait a minute. Where do you get that cap?
Ang dami ng inquiries about the cap. And see, Didge is in charge of our merch and he was super particular about the quality of the cap. So
I love it.
But the people appreciate it. A lot of love went into the creation of
it's so hard to get pink stuff right now, like supplier-wise. Sobrang sold
That's
out.
That's a good sign. That's a it's, very good sign.
Yeah, so sold out siya. So it was a hard, I know, for us. But yun nga. So yun siya. So all the proceeds will be going to TLR. And then we also got approached by another volunteer group called Dapat Si Lenny, or I guess it's DSL, yung shortcut nila. Another nationwide volunteer group. So we decided yung GCash money naman namin, so yung pesos namin, sa kanila naman namin ibibigay. Kasi obviously we want to help as much people as we can. So our crypto will be donated to TLR and then our pesos will be donated to DSL. Yung crypto namin, it's again, for those who are aware, medyo mahirap siya kasi we have, lalo na now, like, the market is blood red, diba? So we have to time our swaps para lang hindi lugi when the time yung ganun. So because obviously we have the Matic and then our team is working on like parang dina-dollar cost average nila yung pag-swap para lang makakuha ng as much stable coin as possible. So slow by slow sinaswap namin yung money and I think this weekend makapag-transfer na kami ng first batch of donations namin sa off USDC to TLR.
In a lot of the Facebook groups, NFT Facebook groups, and on Twitter, there's always this question. I am an artist. I want to get into NFTs. How do I go about it? So you guys, now that you have experience with this project, any advice for artists out there?
Look for a team that you can work with, because for us, we had, so it was me and Dijo, and then we had the concept in mind, and then we found an artist who was willing to share his talent with us. Tapos we found the developer. Actually, even with an artist and a developer, kaya na siya eh. Just to help
developer,
you upload.
Kasi there's going to be multiple copies, kumbaga.
Yes.
Diba? It's not kasi, as simple as drawing on like Procreate and then uploading it.
Yes. Pwede naman, but then it's going to be costly if you're going to do it on ETH. I guess if you're going to do one of ones, maybe different blockchains would be more accessible and cost friendly. Pero if you want to do a 10,000 collection, kunyari, so you're going to have to do different traits, several different traits. Tapos you talk to a developer who can upload it on the Ethereum blockchain to do the randomizing that we see in the
and basically build
projects.
The smart contract.
Yes, the smart contract and your website if you're going to have a separate mint website. I think those are good first steps. And then after that, you figure out the marketing, how to get your work out there. So yeah, that's just how to get started.
And I've been hearing this from a lot of founders. And I would, ngayon na naging quote-unquote founder na rin kami of a small project. The work really starts after you launch any project, kasi yun nga parang yeah you make the kunwari sa end namin we made the art, we asked our designer to make x amount of traits, and then we asked our developer to write a code to generate 2000 it's very easy task wise kasi masters na tong mga to eh, alam na nila yan. We come up with a Discord, Twitter, website. Okay na, madali lang siya, diba? Like again, if you delegate it to the right people, it's a walk in the park if you have the right team. But really like the job gets like 10,000% harder pag launch mo kasi andyan na yung questions, how do you build the community? How do you make sure the quote-unquote utility is really happening? How do you sustain the people? Again, so ang hirap niya. Not just with Bitty, kasi yun nga, with Bitty naman, it's a rather straightforward fundraising projects. But I am part of also other projects and, you know, just the community building through months after the mint. Yun talaga yung sobrang hirap niya. So it's easy to actually launch a project, but it's so hard to build a brand and a project and really sustain it.
Yeah, so speaking of people and skills and getting the right team, let's say someone naman hindi artist, someone wants to do fundraising rin. What kind of people and skills do you need to get? I'm sure one you need a marketing person na mas on community management.
I'm sure nalapitan na kayo ng ibang kampo dyan and asked for advice.
Wala pa, actually.
Merong lumapit sa amin na new group, but they're also supporting VP Lenny. So, you know, we're trying to find ways to collaborate. Pero I think the group that we were able to form is like a perfect combination because we have, okay, so dalawa kaming founders. And then we have our developer. We have a marketing person. Meron kaming dalawang mods, our artist. And two more designers and artists are on the team. So medyo lumaki yung group namin. Pero I think those are the core people that you need in your group to be able to, you know, really push the project. We have someone handling finance. Marketing/finance.
Yeah, it's also, CRA rin siya. So it's hard. Yeah. Like, I think what people should be aware of when they want to enter the NFT space, whether it's for a fundraiser or a passion project or whatever, It's as much as I want to say it's easy, you know, to just do it. It's really hard kasi you really need like literally a village to make a project work. To launch a project, kaya mo yan. A lot of, you know, successful NFT projects have launched na isa lang sila or dalawa lang sila. So kaya to launch a project, especially if you're an artist or if you're a marketing guy, kaya mo yan eh, 'di ba? We've seen, you know, random projects like may mga random DAOs na lumalabas past few weeks, 'di ba, na picture lang nila nilalagay nila sa OpenSea tapos sobrang dami nilang kinikita. 'Di ba? So you can see how you can
$1 million
worth, 'di ba? Just this ID picture. Kaya mo talaga siya i-launch eh. But to sustain, yun siya, like after like let's say that person, after a few months, like makikita pa ba natin siya or like tapos na siya. So it's really hard to sustain it. With fundraisers specifically, you just really have to be, number one, you have to be super transparent about everything. So kami, that is what we are trying. Akala nga namin transparent na kami, but like when we meant it out, we had a lot of questions. Parang, wait, sino ba kayo? Legit ba kayo? Like, is this... No one specifically asked if it was like gonna be a rug pull or like a scam. But we had questions like, who are the founders? Can I see your faces? Like,
which is good because people are doing the research.
Yes, yeah. Yes. We were more than happy to answer. But obviously, some of the team members didn't really want to share like their faces. Kami ni Carla, we are docs naman. Like, shinare namin yung personal information namin. Our faces are all over like Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram, and
it,
whatever.
It gives legitimacy. So
yeah,
people shouldn't be afraid to do that.
I 100% agree. So yun siya. So you just have to be transparent. You have to tell people what you're using the money for. And yun nga, if you can try to come up with transparency reports, kami, we're still trying to figure out kasi nga hindi pa kami nakapag-transfer. So hopefully this weekend makalabas kami. Our marketing team also suggested na maybe we can come up with a channel sa Discord namin just so we can upload things while it's happening na pan. Okay, we have transferred X amount to already this one. We will also post our dahil nga blockchain siya, diba? We'll also post our address or our wallet para kung gusto silipin ng mga tao makita talaga nila. So hindi kami magtatago ng sell-in, ika nga nila.
And as the great Dolphy said, madaling tumakbo. Paano kung manalo, diba? The hardest part is after.
That's
after.
True.
Yeah. Para kang nagtayo ng kumpanya.
Yeah.
Hindi siya ganun-ganun lang.
In one of our first episodes, we were joking rin na one use case for NFT is diplomas. Yung pag may diploma ka, pwedeng NFT para ma-verify ng lahat. So I think an amazing thing rin na which is cool about you guys, yung advocacy nyo is may transparency kayo. And blockchains are, you know, transparent. Anyone in the world can view the transactions and everything that's going on with your wallet, no? And I think super cool rin na din na dollar cost average nyo pa. You really want to maximize. That's a super cool thing you guys are doing.
We only started to do that because like the whole...
Because of the crash.
Everything crashed.
Parang chill lang kami, bigla na lang. Anong nangyayari, guys? Yeah, syempre we want to be able to really get as much from the fundraiser as possible so that we can help more people, as many people as possible.
To guess. So to wrap, any other projects that you guys are working on in the future? What do you want to plug? Anything else?
Well, right now, we're just really focused on BT Presidente. As I mentioned kanina, we have a few more, a lot more, kasi we get a lot of questions na parang, meron pa ba, pwede pa ba mag-mint? Yes, like Mint is still open. We have, I think, around 1,500 left, more or less. So you definitely help out. It really goes a long way. Akala ng mga tao na parang wala lang siya, picture lang siya, ganyan-ganyan. But no, the way we're doing it is, it really helps a lot. And I think we will also try to make it be like clearer down the line. Like we I think next week we will be hopping on a Twitter space with TLR so they can share naman what they want to do or what their events are, what their projects are. So yun siya, like it's really something na we want to keep pushing for. Like sabi nga ni Carla, like full time talaga kami dito, although we are volunteers, but we're really hands on, like the whole team is really all hands on deck pagdating dito sa BT kasi alam naman namin na it's really like the campaign season has just started, diba? So we have like a few more months and we want to be a part of it kahit lang dito sa little corner namin sa blockchain. So we will have, you know, little events, voters education, and even other talks. We can invite people to just really share why they're voting for VP and why they decided to be with us. So yun lang siya, like That's really it for me. Other than that, I have other things like sa ibang projects, but in terms of BT, that's like all hands on deck. A lot of people now nakita nila NFT, nakita nila yung potentials na nabubulag na sila, oh my god, we have to release an NFT. And kasi ako rin naman, like when I entered, I was like, oh, this is so easy. I can make my own NFT. Lalo na ako, like I've been in the travel business for almost a decade now. So I was like, oh, how can I make a travel NFT? Ganyan-ganyan. But like what I've learned for the past few months is like, you don't have to rush it. You don't have to like research, like paper research, but like just immerse yourself through the community. You don't have to build your NFT to really build your NFT, if that makes sense. parang I tell people who approach me, oh, tara, let's build, let's make an NFT, let's build this. I have an idea. I have a drawing. I want to make an NFT. I suggest them, like just make sure that you really want to do it, and you can build the NFT, your NFT through making connections, build your network. Pag-isipan mo talaga siya, kasi it's not easy, as we've already mentioned. It's nice to come up with one right now, but don't rush into it. I guess that's what we're saying.
Thank you so much for giving us the time, talking about your project, your thoughts, advice for artists, and just everything. Best of luck on this project. It's inspiring me to get another copy. See, one of our friends actually bought 4.
Yay! Yeah,
4. Aw, thank
you. Yeah. So guys, mura lang siya. 1.16, 1.5, parang ganun.
Or even less, it's, with Matic down. I think it's a little less. Pa. We have a member of our community.
Dapat ngayon tayo bumili.
Oo nga.
But thanks again, guys. I'll drop the links to the Bitty project and, of course, your personal social media links in our description box in this Spotify episode. Thank you again, everyone. Harry, where can people find you?
Harry Initiative on Twitter.
And on Instagram and Twitter, I am @Mel_Alcaraz. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Step Into the Cryptoverse. We'll see you again next time.